Hi, I'm Harry Reeder.
It's Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread.
Well, folks, I'm staying with 2 Timothy with you, and I'm staying with 2 Timothy for this reason. I want you, as you walk away from our weeks in this epistle, want to remind you of a couple of things and then give you in this concluding time in 2 Timothy what I believe is the key verse that you just don't ever want to miss from 2 Timothy. There are a lot of great verses in 2 Timothy. Now remember, this is Paul's last epistle, inspired by the Spirit of God, included in the canon of Scripture. And therefore, I love last words of people. I actually collect last words, because when people say something at the end of their life, they're usually not talking about trivial matters. So here's Paul. He knows he's facing a death sentence. He knows it's not going to be long. In fact, he uses language in this epistle. I've finished the course. I've finished. He knows this is it. I have kept the fight. I fought the good fight of faith. I poured out as a drink offering. So, Pastor, what can be the passage you want to point us to? Well, one of the greatest passages in all of the Word of God that so clearly, distinctly tells us of the inerrancy, the infallibility, the authority, the sufficiency of God's Word is right here in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and the purpose of God's Word. All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17 are the call to be effective, continue in the things you have learned, the charge to ministers of the gospel by the charge given to Timothy by Paul, preach the word, be instant in season. I charge you in the presence of God, the soon appearing of Jesus Christ, and the judgment seat of Christ. All of those things are great and glorious texts, but the one that I would simply end with is testimony. When you've shared your testimony, you haven't shared the gospel. You've shared a blessing of the gospel in your life. But the testimony can be an opportunity, can be an open door to share the gospel if we learn to use it right. And the Apostle Paul gave his testimony to Agrippa, gave his testimony to Festus, gave his testimony to Felix. But when he gave his testimony, he immediately went to the Word of God to share the truth of the gospel. People need to hear the gospel. So what is that great testimony that Paul includes here? He says this, I suffer these things, and I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him against that day. Paul's testimony was personal. Six times, I suffer these things. I am not ashamed. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him. It was knowledgeable. I know whom I have believed. It was emotional. I am convinced. It was volitional. I have entrusted. That's what you need to do. Come to Christ. If you have, then praise God. Use your testimony. If you haven't, come to Christ today. Personally, I know I'm a sinner. I know Jesus is the Son of God who died for my sins. Emotionally, I'm convinced that I'm a sinner, and I'm convinced he's the Son of God. I'm convinced he died and rose again. And volitionally, I put all my trust on you, Jesus. And finally, directionally, he didn't say I know what I believe, but he had good theology. He didn't say I know when I believe, but he had an unbelievable conversion experience. He didn't say I know that I believe, though he lived his entire life by faith in Christ. He said, I know whom I have believed. He is able to guard what I've entrusted to him. I invite you into that personal relationship with Christ, and I invite you to come to him. Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know you're the Son of God that died for my sins. You rose again. I turn from my sins, and I put my trust in you today. And then today can be the first day of a forever life. Not only do you have a testimony through which you can share the gospel, you have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now join me next week. We're going to a whole new study of a whole new book with slices of fresh bread. But this is Friday, so be with the Lord's people on the Lord's Day. Give praise to God, and I'll see you back for another slice of fresh bread on Monday. The Lord bless you.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.